many good reasons why a person ought to read the Bible. Today, friends, not least of all because it's the only book that can give you a proper understanding with regards to your origins, where you came from. The Bible begins with the authoritative statement, "In the beginning God created." That is opposed to your modern myths and fairy tales with regards to evolution. God says you have but to look at the things that He has made, and it becomes plain, the evidence is before you that a God is. He says in His Word in the Bible, it is the fool, it is the irrational person who says in his heart and his mind that there is no God. You have but to look at the world, the universe in which you live, and it becomes plain that God is. But then, of course, knowing and understanding that truth, then it's your bounden duty to seek God, to find Him, lest haply you might discover Him. But the place, of course, to look, the source, the only source of information that's available to you, is to be found in the Bible, and in the Bible alone. It says of itself, God's Word, to the law and to the testimony, that's the Bible. If they speak not according to this word, it is because there is no light in them. The same darkness, no matter where you go, your politicians, philosophers, poets, your songwriters, your religious fanatics and extremists, from Rome to Mecca and back again, all of them, the same darkness there that's in your own mind. You cannot, by your own reason, find your way back to God, and neither by religion. By the word of God and its testimony, the record concerning God's Son, Jesus Christ, that alone, the Bible alone, is able, has the ability to make you wise unto salvation through faith which is in Christ Jesus. But then another reason why a person should read the Bible today is because it is the only place where you'll find a sensible, and it is an intelligent understanding, insight into the evils, the wickedness that you see in the world. Where does it all come from? People ask the question, they say to me, what's gone wrong with the world? Has everyone gone mad? Well, that's fairly close to the truth. There is a saying that goes like this. It says, when the gods would destroy, they first make mad. Well, it's a certainty that God says in His word that those who are unthankful for Him, seek to deny Him, explain Him away, reject God, well, He gives them over to a reprobate mind. And that, of course, is what you see in your own society, your own world today, as human beings, men and women, given over by God to reprobate minds. Ungodly thinking, confusion abounds amongst you, and all kinds of wickedness. But it's because of the root cause, God says, is a heart and nature that is deceitful and desperately wicked. Jesus himself says, it is out of the heart proceeds evil thoughts, murder, fornication, blasphemy, theft, all the wickedness, all the bad things, all the stuff that you complain about day after day. But of course that sin, that evil, that wickedness, all that bad stuff of which you complain concerning other people and society, well, God says, you're part of it, you've contributed to it as well, because it's not just other people who have sinned, it's not just other people who are out of sync with God and their fellow man, you are included too. For as God clearly says, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God, there is none righteous, no, not one, not even you. So you see, the explanation, it's the heart, it's human nature, that's the problem. But then the third reason, best of all, I guess, as to why a person ought to read the Bible today is because there you will discover that it is by God's grace, His mercy, His free grace and mercy that God makes a person right, that is, righteous before Himself. But of course, it is by grace and by grace alone, says God, not by your works, not by your religion, not by your morality, and not by anything in and of yourself, but simply and only God's free grace. God's grace is free. It is the free gift of God, and He gives it to whosoever it pleases to give it to. It is not of man that willeth or runneth, says God. It is of God that showeth mercy. Unless God, in His goodness, His sovereign kindness, commands the light to shine in your heart and mind, you will remain in your present condition as you were born, as you were conceived in sin, and you will spend the rest of your days in that condition, and you will go to hell and damnation in the same state and condition. Lest God shines the light, lest God gives you His mercy and His grace. But the Bible, from start to finish, well, it is the message of God's grace and how it is realized. It is realized, the Bible says, by faith and by faith alone. Again, not by works, not by your good deeds or the lack of them, not by your religion or morality, but faith and faith alone. Bible says it is impossible for you to please God without faith. But He does go on to say that God is the rewarder of those who diligently seek after Him. But then that faith must be placed in a certain direction, the Bible tells us. It is not faith in yourself. I don't doubt for a moment, were you to have more self-belief, well, that would be a great help to you in this world. But it would be of no avail to you as far as God and His salvation are concerned. It is self that's got you into trouble. It is self that's got you into the mess to begin with. No, self-belief will never get you to heaven. And then there are those who will tell you that you need to believe in the Pope, or you need to believe in Muhammad, or some kind of institutionalized religion. Well, I don't doubt for a moment that were you to subscribe to Muhammad and to the Quran, well, I don't doubt that would change your life. Maybe, who knows, it might make you even a bombing, killing, terrorizing person. But listen up, the Bible says No murderer has eternal life. People who bomb and kill and terrorize do not go to heaven, do not have eternal life. God says in his word, thou shalt not kill. It is contrary to the commandment of God. It is false religion. It is a satanic and devilish religion. But then those who would tell you, you need to believe in the Pope. Well, he was complaining not too long ago about the murderous events in Islam. And he was pointing the finger at the murder and mayhem within the Islamic faith. But I think to myself, who is he to point the finger at anyone else? Because the Pope and his predecessors have been murdering and slaughtering and killing Protestants would you believe, in God's name for century after century. In fact, their Jesuit priests are still involved, engaged in the same murder and mayhem. So, as I say, believe in religion, if you will. It'll change you, no doubt, but it will not bring the righteousness of God to your soul. Now, people, there's only one thing that will do that, and that is faith towards the Son of God, even Jesus, whom I present to you. The Bible, its commandment to you this afternoon, is plain and simple: believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and thou shalt be saved. So, thank you. So, people, the grace of God is realized by faith and by faith alone in Christ and in Christ alone. No additions, no subtractions, no taking away and no add-ons. The person of Jesus Christ and him alone, no other. But then the Bible does tell me that, the Lord Jesus does tell us that a man, to understand the mysteries of God, he must be born again. Because these things are spiritually understood. The natural mind cannot receive them. To the natural man, they are utter foolishness. They are like fables. That is why you are surrounded by so much unbelief, mockery concerning the things of God. Jesus said, ye must be born again. And I can assure you this afternoon, if the day does not come when you are born again, the day will come when you will wish that you had never been born at all. I come amongst you once again to present the gospel to you in the hope that just one person would be enough. That the light would shine in your heart and mind, and that you would receive the knowledge of God and his salvation. But rest assured that no person, no man, no woman, no community, no society, and no nation was ever the better for turning away from God. Hear, if you will, what he says in his word in the Bible. And turn ye not aside, for then should ye go after vain things, which cannot profit nor deliver, for they are vain. Turn ye not aside from the Lord, because that will not profit you. A nation that has rejected the Lord right before you, your own nation, England, that has turned its back upon and rejected God, embraced atheism, godless evolution. Well, I ask you, look around you, are you any better for it? Are you a better people for it? Is there more wholesomeness? Is there more goodness? Is there more kindness? Is there more compassion? Is there more love? Is there more forgiveness? I ask you, is there more intelligence? I submit to you people that because of your rejection of God, that you are worse than ever you were before. Seven devils, I think, worse than you ever had before, have come into your nation and swamped you with confusion of mind. Utter foolishness and folly abounds in your nation. Incompetence in government and utter confusion right down to the man in the street. Look at your young people, look around you. Are they not mad? Are they not foolish? Are they not bent on destruction? Is it not true, generally speaking, that you cannot even get a reasonable and sensible conversation out of your young people? You are growing up a generation of bastard children amongst you, more illegitimate children than this nation has ever known. Children that don't know their fathers, even their mothers don't know who their fathers were. Bastard children, fill this nation. Shame and disgrace upon you. Confusion of mind. Because you have turned aside from the Lord. You have neglected and rejected God's salvation. And the due punishment is already upon you. Turn where you will away from God. And you turn to the world. And you've got the whole wide world to choose from. Without question, no doubt. Go where you will. To the left or to the right. But I tell you, if it's away from God and His salvation, it will not profit you. It will not rescue you. It will not deliver you. You turn away from God and you turn to utter vanity and meaninglessness. That, people, describes your life in England today in 2007. Vanity, meaningless, utterly and absolutely meaningless. That's your life, that's your existence, that's the result, that's the consequence of your godlessness and of your atheism. Turn ye not aside, for then should you go after vain things which cannot profit nor deliver, for they are vain, saith the Lord. A person, a people, a nation turning away from God, it will only make you worse, not better. It will bring you to utter and total ruin eventually. Turning away from God, turning from His salvation, what would you turn to? I ask you, what will bring you rest and satisfaction in your heart, in your mind? What will satisfy you, I ask you? Here you are, and you're out shopping to celebrate your pagan festival, once again, the winter solstice. Here you are, shopping till you're dropping, and no matter what you get, no matter what you spend, will you be happier? Will you, on the 26th of December, will you sit back in your armchair and say, enough, enough, I'm content, I've got all that I need? No, you'll rise out your armchairs and you'll be back here shopping on Boxing Day once again, lusting after more and more and more. Because you are never, never satisfied with the things of this world. You can never be. Only the bread of life, only the Son of God, only Jesus, whom I present to you this afternoon, He alone can bring you true satisfaction. But if you turn away from the Lord, believe me, you turn only to vanity. You turn to that which cannot bring you rest, satisfaction for your soul. But then people, if you turn away from the Lord, I ask you, what would bring you a peace in your conscience? What would bring you ease and comfort in your conscience? You turn to what? And you turn to who you will. But believe me, I tell you, there is nothing but my gospel, nothing but the gospel of Christ that can bring lasting peace and comfort to anyone's conscience. You can bury it in alcohol. You can drown it in drugs. You can get involved in your work or your business. You can work yourself to a frazzle. But believe me, the day is coming. Even if your conscience be dead, even if you seared your conscience, even if you have murdered it to such a degree that you no longer have any sense of what's right or wrong before God, believe me, the day is coming when your conscience shall be awakened. And believe me, as Jesus says, it will burn for all eternity. There is only one person, there is only one commodity that can bring peace to the conscience, and that's the blood of God's Son shed on the cross for sinners. Christ, the Bible says, died for the ungodly. Ungodly sinners, men and women like you and I, who have offended a holy God, who have broken His commandments, who have thrashed them underfoot, who have neglected God, turned aside from Him, embraced atheism and godlessness. Christ died for such sinners, that you might know peace with God, and that you might know the peace of God that passes all understanding. But nothing else in this world, no matter what you turn to, you turn away from God, you turn to the world, you turn to drugs and alcohol, you turn to materialism, you turn to what you will, but you'll find no peace, no rest for your conscience, not at all. But then, if you turn away from God, if you turn aside from Him, what would you turn to? What would bring you advantage? What gain would there be? How many of you, you've forsaken your spouse, turned away from your husband or your wife? You thought you would have a bit of fresh. You thought you would have somebody maybe a bit younger. You thought to yourself that the grass would be greener on the other side. And when you got there, you found out that you were better where you were after all. You turned away from God. You turned away from God's salvation. And no matter what you turn to, believe me, you will discover sooner or later that you are better off with God. No people, no advantage, no profit, no gain in turning away from God, the God of the Bible, I mean. But you turn away from God, and believe me, you expose yourself, you leave yourself with no security whatsoever. As soon as a man, a woman, embraces this irrational, this foolish philosophy that there is no God, you open your soul up, believe me, to the powers and forces of darkness, of evil and wickedness. And believe me, the God of this age, who has already blinded you to the reality of God, the reality of your personal sin, and the reality of God's salvation, oh, believe me, you embrace a philosophy such as that, and He will have a field day with you. He will blind you more and more and bring you into more and more darkness. No, people, that's not the answer. The answer is not to turn aside from God, but to turn to God through Jesus Christ, the Son of God, and to receive Him and the salvation that is presented to you in and through the Lord Jesus Christ. But let me stress the truth of these matters upon you, if I may. No nation, no people was ever bettered themselves in turning away from the Lord. Because what you turn to vanity, you turn to that which is utterly and absolutely meaningless. What you will turn to, you'll turn to more and more sin. The moment you subscribe to this idea that there is no God, what happens? Oh, you think to yourself, I'm liberated, I'm free, I can do what I want, I can do what I please, there's no God. You see, that's where the idea comes from. It's the wishful thinking of the foolish, darkened sinner. He wishes that there were no God. And you go to all kinds of lengths to try and prove that there's no God. Why? So that you can do your own immoral business, indulge yourself in all kinds of profanity, immorality, promiscuity, sodomy, and fornication. Oh, people, you will just turn more and more and sink deeper and deeper into more and more sin. Now, people, listen. Eternal ruin, says God. When sin is finished, it bringeth forth death. The wages of sin is death. The soul that sinneth, it shall die. People, eternal ruin, eternal damnation is the end of sin. And turning away from God, you will just simply turn to more and more sin. You will turn to the creature for comfort. If you don't trust in God, you'll trust in somebody else. So who will you trust in? Your politicians? Do you think Mr. Brown can deliver you? A government already falling apart at the seams? A government full of incompetence? People, oh, listen up. Wise up, people. There is no rescue. There is no deliverance. Putting your trust, your confidence in men, no matter what relationship you might have going for you, your partner, your wife, your husband, that relationship is coming to an end eventually. Death will separate you if sin doesn't. So people, you know, you turn aside from God and you turn to another creature. You say, well, I love my husband. I love my wife. Wonderful. Wonderful if you do. But people, all those relationships are relationships that are coming to an end. No, you turn aside from God and you turn to the creature. Believe me, there is no lasting happiness there. In fact, no matter how much they might love you, they will never, never be able to satisfy the deepest inner cravings of your soul. Only God in Jesus Christ, the Son of God, He alone can do that. The true bread which came down from heaven, even the Son of God, whom I present to you this afternoon. Turn ye not aside from the Lord. People, there's no prophet, there's no deliverance. What human being, I ask you, what human government could deliver you from the curse of sin? What government, what human being, what creature, I ask you, could possibly deliver you from the ravages and from the guilt of sin? No, there is only one person who can do that, and that's the Son of God, who died for ungodly sinners. Through His work on the cross, the mighty God, the mighty Jesus, the Son of God who was born into the world in order to save, in order to rescue. No, you need to turn to someone stronger than the sin. You need to turn to someone stronger, mightier, even people, even than the creature, those human beings that you put your trust and your stock in. You need to turn to the mighty Jesus, the one who is powerful, the one who broke the bands of death, the one who walked into the tomb voluntarily, gladly, in order to deliver you, in order to rescue you, in order to bring you out of that state of death that you're in order to save and deliver you from the wrath to come. Only the Son of God, only the Lord Jesus Christ, He alone can deliver you. But if you turn away from the Lord, what have you got left? Who's going to deliver you? People, the Son of God, He alone. Oh, you might argue, you might say this afternoon, I've not turned away from the Lord. I've not turned away from God. In fact, well, as far as I'm concerned, you say, the jury's out. I haven't decided. Well, it's time that you did make your mind up, because God says in His Word, my Spirit will not always strive after man. God will not forbear with you forever and ever. There's a question posed in the Bible. How long halt ye between two opinions? Time perhaps you made your mind up as to what you're going to do with the Lord Jesus, the Son of God. Pontius Pilate, the crucifier of the Lord Jesus, he posed the question, what shall you do with Christ, the Son of God? What will you do with Him? Will you believe on Him? Will you receive Him? Or will you turn aside from Him? You turn aside from Jesus, you've got nothing left but the fearful looking for of judgment. You've got nothing left but your sin. Nothing left but vanity. Nothing left but that which can't deliver. You turn to that which is utterly meaningless if you turn away from the Lord and decide against Him. Maybe someone under the sound of my voice here this afternoon, and you're backslidden. Once you used to walk with the Lord, but now your heart's grown cold. Now you're thinking seriously, even about apostasy. Well, you live in an apostate nation, and it's religion's apostate. The Roman kind and the Church of England kind. Utter apostasy, unbelief, godlessness, people, sodomy, promiscuity and fornication fill their pulpits. No, people, oh no, apostasy, no, 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 before it's too late. While there's still even the inclination, the thought of it in your heart, turn ye not aside from the Lord to that which can't profit, that which can't deliver you, that which is meaningless, utter vanity, and turn back to the Lord. Seek Him while He may be found. Call ye upon Him while He is near. Oh, maybe I'm talking to somebody who's come close. Oh, I've come near, but not near enough. Not into the arms of Jesus. Not into a full-blown trust in the Son of God. You haven't got the pardon in your soul. You haven't got eternal life in your veins. You haven't believed fully on the name of the Lord Jesus. Well, you come close, but not close enough. You're just as damned as anybody else. Nearer and still nearer. People, now is the time. Now is the accepted time. Now says God. Not tomorrow. You haven't got tomorrow. Not next week. You haven't got next week. Not next year. You haven't got next year. Not at the end of your life, because you don't know when that will be. That might be today. That might be tonight. God said to a man who trusted in riches, "Thou fool," he said, "thou fool, tonight thy soul shall be required of thee." People, if God was to require your soul tonight, where would it spend eternity? Come close, get close, get nearer, nearer to the Lord Jesus. Oh, I speak to you who are utterly carnal, sold under sin, godless, atheistic souls. Oh, you who live just for this material world, you who can see no spiritual kingdom and no world to come, believe me, you're going to waken up to a rude awakening. You are going to waken up on the other side of the grave to the reality of God's awesome judgment. People, get out of your carnal state. Get out of your godlessness. Get out of your atheism. And get into the Lord Jesus Christ. You've turned away from God. You sold yourself to the devil. You sold yourself to Darwin and Dawkins, fools and blind, wishful thinkers that there was no God, the blind leading the blind, and they've led your nation, they've led you as individuals into the same darkness, into the same pit, into the same judgment, into the same damnation, into the same hell. Turn, turn. Why will ye die, saith the Lord? As surely as I live, saith the Lord, I take no pleasure in the death of the wicked, but rather that they turn from their evil ways and live. Turn ye, why will ye die, saith the Lord? Oh, stir yourself, and get yourself out of your unbelief and into God and His salvation. How shall ye escape if ye neglect so great salvation? People, people, seek the Lord while He may be found. Call ye upon Him while He is near. Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Ask and it shall be given. Seek and ye shall find. Knock and the door shall be opened unto you. But if you don't ask, you don't get. If you don't seek, you don't find. If you don't knock, then don't be surprised if the door doesn't open to you. People, turn aside, reject, have no truck. Don't listen to these godless souls that would fill you with their unbelief. Cleave to the Lord. Turn ye not aside from the Lord. Tremble, tremble at the very thought of turning your back on God. Make it fill you with the fear of God. People, that's wholesome. That's healthy. It is because there is no fear of God before your eyes that your nation is full of wickedness, full of sodomy, abortion, killing, murdering, defenseless infants, voiceless children, slaughtered day after day on the altar of your promiscuity. Wickedness abounds in your society today. Oh, people, turn from it. Repent ye and believe the gospel, says Jesus, because the kingdom, the rule, and the power of God is at hand. People, Jesus says, except ye repent, ye shall all likewise perish. Whatever temptation, whatever foolishness is put before you, the allurements to reject and turn aside from the Lord, reject it people reject it and turn to the Lord. Turn to God's book. Wholesome, healthy, righteous, good teaching that will lead you to eternal life in Jesus' name. The Bible and the Bible alone, people, contains the message of God's salvation. You will not find it in reason, in philosophy. You won't find it in politics. You won't find it in your religious traditions. You will only find it in God's book, in the Bible. And there you can read about, and there you can learn about God's wonderful, sovereign, free grace that He gives to sinners and makes them whole, pardons and forgives them. Here you can learn about what pleases God, faith and trust in Him alone, trusting in the true and living God, and walking with Him in obedience to His commandments. Here you can learn about the Son of God and what it means to believe on Him, and what believing on Him brings to a person's soul, brings to their life. You can stop your ears. That won't keep God's voice out, mister, believe you me. But what's folly? To stop your ears. To stop your ears to the voice of love. To stop your ears to the voice of grace. To stop your ears, people, to the very voice that would change you and make you a child of God. And make you a child of heaven instead of a child of the devil and hell. People, today, if ye will hear His voice, harden not your heart. Turn ye not aside from the Lord, but turn to Him in repentance and faith, believing on the Lord Jesus Christ and Him alone. Thou shalt be saved. People, it's all in God's book. It's here in the Bible, written for you. It's offered to you free of charge. No cost, no obligation to you. All you got to do is take it out of my hand, go home and read, and come to your own conclusions. But God's book, able to make thee wise unto salvation, if you read it, if you believe it, and if you receive the Son of God, He will give you the power, the authority, the right to become a child of heaven, a child of God. Believe on the Lord Jesus and thou shalt be saved. You'd like to have a copy of God's word to take home with you? As you be gone in just a few seconds, come and ask for one. God bless you.